State environmental regulators have found leaking pipes in coal ash ponds at every Duke Energy coal plant in the Charlotte region. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The state has cited Duke for 11 leaks at the Riverbend, Allen, Marshall, Cliffside, and Buck plants. Bridget Munger, spokeswoman for the State Division of Dam Safety, says they range in size and significance.
We are finding an assortment in different places and of different amounts. In some cases, it's a little bit of seepage. In some cases, it might be that a pipe is showing signs of deterioration, but there's no leakage yet. And in other places, we're finding more substantial leaks.
In all cases, they're in systems of pipes designed to filter overflow water from the ponds into nearby rivers or lakes. One at the Cliffside plant in Cleveland County is over 1,000 gallons a day. The state citation describes a makeshift system of sandbags and PVC pipes collecting the spilling water. Regulators aren't concerned that the water is contaminated, though, since it's meant to go into the river or lake anyway. The larger concern is that the dams are made out of earth and the pipes run through them. Leakage could eventually compromise those walls. Munger says regulators caught the problems in time. Duke has 30 days to file plans to fix the pipes. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.
Meanwhile, the North Carolina Senate is considering how to close coal ash ponds around the state. The Senate proposal adds deadlines to a plan Governor Pat McCrory offered in April, but also dilutes some environmental protections. It would sort the ponds into three categories, high, medium, and low risk, and require closure within 5, 10, and 15 years, respectively. State Environment Secretary John Skvarla endorsed the legislation with a few caveats.
I think that some of the timelines, especially the short ones, the 30 and 60-day ones, might be a little bit tight, but they're fairly minor relative to the grand scheme of things. I'm sure we can work out some of those details.
Duke Energy expressed concerns about the aggressiveness of the timeline. Environmental groups quickly panned the legislation. They point out that the plan no longer requires removal of ash away from drinking water supplies, even at four ponds where Duke has proposed it. Instead, Duke could either remove the ash or convert the ponds into landfills. The Senate committee meets again later this morning and will likely vote on the plan today.